Welcome to Thriving Moms of Autistics podcast, a free resource for moms raising young autistic children. I am your host, Dr. Christina Wilson. I created Thriving Moms of Autistics after years of experience working with families and having my own autistic child. I coach moms of young autistics one-on-one to tap into their strengths, create a supportive community, set firm boundaries, and raise their autistic child with confidence. Subscribe to the podcast and check out the earlier episodes so you don't miss a thing. Now, let's get to it. Hi, moms. Today, I am channeling the Golden Girls. So, picture it. Indiana, 2024. Your son has a meltdown after finding out that his favorite McDonald's is closed and it's being remodeled. And they can't get their chicken nuggets or their fries. Yes, we all have those stories. We all have stories of meltdowns and disarray, right? On this episode, I share how to deal with the fallout of unexpected meltdown and how not to get stuck in your own head. So find the full transcript for this episode at thrivingmomsofautistics.com/71 and share this podcast with other moms to help them grow in their autism journey so they don't feel so alone. You can also do this by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. I appreciate you. Now, the struggle is real for moms of autistics. It's so easy to get stuck in your own head. We've all been there, and we might think, you know, this isn't going to get better, or my child needs more. I'm not enough for my child, right? Now, psychologist Carol Dweck, I love her research. She studied the impact of getting stuck in your head and developed the concept of a fixed mindset. And this is the false belief that intelligence and abilities cannot be changed and that they're set in stone. Now, through her research, she developed the idea that our brains are constantly learning and they're constantly growing. This is referred to as a growth mindset. But the difference between the two is where we choose to go with our minds, right? So our children desire structure and predictability and a careful place to experience the world. And they're not trying to be difficult. It just looks like this fixed tree for them. But is it? Can it be a strength that evolves and grows? So we all want consistency, right? We all want structure and comfort in our lives. So there are opportunities for moms of autistics to grow their mindset. And it's because all individuals can grow their mindset. Now, when we grow our mindset, we model this. This is critical. We model this for our children. Yes, our children can experience growth as well. Our children. Yes. So here are some ways, some ideas. The first is to shift from focusing on the outcome to focusing on effort. And I've talked about this before, effort. When you notice something, you are encouraging, right? So, and just, you know, shifting that focus from the outcome or what's going to happen in the end to, or then it must be, you know, the way I want it, the perfect, you know, or to focus on the effort that is occurring along the way. Yeah, it's not as quick, but, you know, you get there eventually, and you'll probably get there quicker if you do focus on the effort and encourage. You can do this for yourself, too. So, for example, notice your efforts, such as when you remain calm during a meltdown, or calmer during a meltdown and helped your child transition successfully. Or when your child practiced their spelling words for a whole 5 minutes without distress and frustration rather than the 2, maybe 3 minutes. So you were able to get more done. Notice that in your child. Notice those things in yourself. It is so important. Another is to embrace challenges. You know, usually we're not like, oh, you know, that looks hard. Yeah, I want to run from it. That's a normal response for a human being. But shifting to embracing that challenge and recognize that you can view challenges through the lens of growth. Okay, so it's a learning lens. The stakes can grow for this. So ask yourself how you could do things differently next time. Think about it, process it. Maybe create a social story for unexpected situations like having to choose another restaurant, right? When their favorite one is closed. So that helps the both of you. Because it's going to help them process it as well and prepare. Their kids really like that. So finally, model a growth mindset. Acknowledge when you have had your own misstep, because we will, and that's what happens in life, right? And that you were able to learn from it. That is so powerful, not only for you, but for your child. So, you know, meltdowns are going to happen. And you are going to have off days. I can promise that.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, but shifting your mindset makes all the difference. So add this to your mom toolbox and build this tool, grow it over time. Maybe consider a visual timer. They're not just for your child. So when you're modeling this, you know, say one day you're struggling and say, okay, you know, you can say this. Mommy needs a moment to process. Your child obviously is aware that you're having a hard time. Mommy needs a hard time to process. And set the timer. Show them. You know, this makes it real and it makes it acceptable. And your child will recognize that everyone needs help once in a while. And when they do, they can grow from that. So check out my free 4-step guide to tap into your strengths, create a supportive community, and thrive through your autism journey. And you can find it on the homepage of thrivingmomsofautistics.com. Just scroll down a bit on that homepage and you'll see it. I hope this helps. And I will meet up with you again next week.
Thanks for listening to Thriving Moms of Autistics podcast. Be sure to leave a review and tell other moms of autistics about the podcast. Let's support each other. Find the full transcript for this episode at thrivingmomsofautistics.com. And be assured, you are not alone in your journey.